Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
No, you don't.
Oh,
me.
Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba. Are you ready for another phone jibba?
There are companies you can hire if a pipe breaks or there's a mess. They come and clean it up, right? They do cleanup, restoration, water damage.
Yeah.
We're going to call one of those companies today. Tony works there. His wife told us that we could call him and make up a scenario that's just impossible to do. So we're going to ask him to come clean out a room that has flour in it with my 102-year-old grandfather on life support. So he's got to be dead silent when he cleans the room. Oh. I won't say dead silent. I'll just say he's got to be perfectly silent.
Oh, my God.
This poor guy. It's our latest prank call, the phone jibba.
This is Tony.
Yeah, hi, Tony. My name is Rick. I'm calling you guys because I've got a spill I need you to come clean up and wanted to know if you guys, I know you do carpet cleaning and stuff, but I have a bare floor. Do you do that as well?
Yeah, we take care of everything.
Okay, so what I need to do is have you send one of your guys over. We need it right away. One of my kids got a hold of a huge thing of flour and spread it all over our guest room. They got it on, like, the walls. They got it on the blinds. They got it on the outlets. Like, every piece of furniture in there has flour all over it. So what I wanted to know is if you guys could come in and just do the full room restoration on that.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
Sounds like a pretty big job.
Yeah, no, it's just a regular room. It's not like the whole house. It's just like one room. Okay. So, first of all, how long would that take and how soon could you be over?
Well, it's just dry flour, right?
That's it. Yeah, just dry flour. How long would that take?
I'd say about a half an hour to an hour.
Okay. And then how soon could you be here?
Well, we can be there within the next 2 hours.
Okay. And who would be coming?
All my guys are busy, so it'd probably be me coming over.
Okay. So here's one more thing I got to let you know. In the room, there's a lot of medical equipment. So you have to be kind of tender with that. And I need you to be really, really, really quiet if you can, okay? My 102-year-old grandpa is in there, and he's on a respirator. He's doesn't have a lot of time left.
Oh,
and so any kind of disruption, we're afraid, could send his heart, you know, through the roof, and we'll lose him. So when you go in there, I'm going to need you to be completely silent.
Okay,
any little noise will wake him up, and you can see his heart rate starts to peak.
I'm sorry, did you say your grandfather is in there?
Yes, my grandfather is in our guest room. We've converted it to a room that we could take care of him. So when you go in, I need you to be as quiet as possible. I mean, not a peep.
Okay, this is the thing, though. You do understand that you're asking me to come clean the room, and our equipment is loud.
Well, what equipment would you be using?
Well, technically, I'd be using a vacuum. And after that, I'd be using a broom just to sweep up anything else. But the vacuum is loud.
Well, maybe, is there something else you could use in place of the vacuum?
Not to suck up the flour.
So there's no other way you can get the flour out of the room without using that vacuum and making all that noise? Because that's going to be way too loud.
From the way you're explaining it, with a bunch of medical equipment in there and your grandpa being in there.
Right.
I mean, how do you expect me to be quiet with the vacuum?
Well, that's why I called a professional. I mean, we could have gone in there with a dust broom and a pan, right? And got it if we could have. You guys are the pros.
I understand that, but you're saying it's on the walls. You're saying it's in the outlet.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, some of it got on his blanket, so I would need you to be especially tender when you're getting it off the blanket. I just figured you guys would have a way to remove it.
Okay, well, you know what, man? First of all, I don't know if this is even going to be possible because your grandfather's
That's why we're calling a professional. Isn't this what you guys do?
Yes, I understand, but he's 102 years old with medical problems.
Well, I can't help that. How about this? We could get you you have a tube or a hose, right? Just disconnect it from the vacuum or whatever you use and just use your mouth. You have suction with your mouth, right?
What?
Yeah, just use the hose and just like that. Just real quiet.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You want me to suck the powder out from the room with my mouth?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
Tony, I'm just joking. Yeah. It's a prank call. It's the phone, Jibba, man. It's not real.
Oh, my God, dude. You guys have me going, man. There's no way. Who put you up to this?
Your wife, Veronica. She's the one that called us and told us we could get you.
Oh, man. You know what? She told me she would get me one day, but I didn't believe her.
Come on, man. You get just a... It's easy. Don't worry about it.
Nah, man. Come on.
Today's hit music is on Z90.
Don't miss the- the phone jibber.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.